Every great wizard in history has started out as nothing more than what we are now. If they can do it, why not us?
Harry Potter is now a teenager, and as if the problems of every other teen weren't enough, he's also dealing with impending doom with the return of Lord Voldemort, the evil wizard responsible for the deaths of Harry's parents.
Now, fear makes people do terrible things, Harry. The last time Voldemort gained power, he almost destroyed everything we hold most dear. Now he's returned, and I'm afraid the minister will do almost anything to avoid facing that terrifying truth.
The minister of magic, who heads the government agency that attempts to keep order among those who can conjure a spell or pronounce a curse as easily as ordinary people, muggles in the Potter universe, might brew a pot of tea. As the worldwide legion of young fans knows from the books and movies, Harry is a young wizard who, with other young people that share his mystical gift, studies at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, where he and his best friends, Hermione Granger and Ron Weasley, have already shared exciting adventures. But now a dark force threatens to destroy their world. When he discovers that Hogwarts headmaster Dumbledore and his other mentors are part of a secret group, the Order of the Phoenix, dedicated to fighting this evil, Harry wants to do his part.
I want to join. If Voldemort's raising an army, then I want to fight.
It's about, you know, sticking to your guns. And if you know something is the truth, and you know that it's right, then you can't let yourself be compromised by other people and outside forces, and I think that's what Harry and Dumbledore go through in this film.
Daniel Radcliffe returns as Harry Potter, who's grown from confused youngster, he was 11 in the first adventure, to conflicted teenager.
I just feel so angry all the time. And what if after everything that I've been through, something's gone wrong inside me? What if I'm becoming bad?
I think Harry has bad aspects to him that I think everybody has, in a way. I think he can be, you know, when he lashes out in this film, he lashes out at his two best friends. And I think that's something that a lot of people do simply because they know that ultimately they'll be okay. So I think he can be selfish because, you know, he feels he has to live up to this image of himself that all these people have of being, you know, the sort of great defender of right and magical things, which is, yeah, a very inarticulate way of saying it. But so I think he does feel he has to be the hero, and so he has to go it alone, so he does try to cut himself off from people.
Harry is in a really difficult place. He feels really isolated. He wants to isolate himself because he thinks that if he does that, then he won't have as much to lose.
Emma Watson is back again as Hermione Granger, who helps Harry train the students as a rebel faction nicknamed Dumbledore's Army, which must be kept secret from the officious ministry spy, Miss Umbridge.
What happens if Umbridge does find out?
Who cares? I mean, sort of exciting, isn't it? Breaking the rules.
I think a lot of the film is about Harry's journey to realising that he doesn't have to do it on his own, and the importance of his friends and the importance of just friendship, and that you need to sort of look at it in a positive way, as in that actually the friends that he has and the people he has behind him, while it's scary because he might lose them, it actually gives him something to fight for, and that makes him a much more powerful wizard slash man than Voldemort.
Fantastic, Ginny! Just remember, your Patronus can only protect you for as long as you stay focused, so focus!
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix is the longest of the novels by Jo J.K. Rowling, and screenwriter Michael Goldenberg hopes fans understand that some chapters and characters did have to be trimmed to fit into a movie.
Certainly, you can't not be aware of all those fans out there, but we're all fans ourselves. And it was also, from the very beginning, it was very liberating, because from the first time we met with Jo, she gave us permission to do whatever was necessary to make a great film. She told us she wants to see a great movie and understands now better than anybody what you need to do to translate from one medium to another.
This fifth Potter film marks the debut of a new director to the series, English TV veteran David Yates.
Initially, it's pretty scary, I guess, when you go to Leavesden, which is where these movies are shot. The scale of the enterprise is just enormous. So walking onto the floor, it feels like you're walking into this Roman arena. It's just massive and vast. So butterflies in your tummy to begin with, but I very, very quickly found my feet, really. So I had a great time doing it, really.
And Yates will be back to direct the sixth film, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, due to be released in late 2008.
Harry Potter, you will lose everything.
Ralph Fiennes plays the evil Lord Voldemort, appropriately hideous under several layers of elaborate makeup. Rupert Grint is Harry's best friend, Ron Weasley. The cast also features Michael Gambon as Hogwarts headmaster, Dumbledore. Gary Oldman plays Harry's godfather, Sirius Black. Imelda Staunton is the officious Dolores Umbridge. And Irish teenager Ivana Lynch makes her acting debut as a new friend at Hogwarts, Luna Lovegood. And all of the principal cast members will be back for the next two and final Harry Potter films. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.